Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining me today from New Jersey is Michelle O'Neill. Michelle is Director of Corporate Compliance and the Privacy Officer for the Summit Medical Group. She will be speaking at 1:30 on April 16th on insider threats, healthcare privacy and security at the 2018 Compliance Institute, which will be taking place in Las Vegas. Michelle, thanks for speaking and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So tell us, what exactly is an insider threat?
An insider threat is a threat to the organization's security or information that comes from within. And these are the organization's most trusted individuals, employees, business partners, contractors, et cetera. And what's scary about this is that these individuals can do the most harm as they have the most access generally to your systems and know all vulnerabilities.
So what, you know, are all insider threats created equal, or are there differences between them?
There are differences, and some insider threats can be accidental or negligent. And these are the things that, unfortunately, in organizations we see quite often, and that can be clicking on a phishing email or a malicious link or an email accident where someone mistypes an email address and information is breached, or leaving a computer unlocked. Oh, those are the things that are accidental or negligent. But there's also malicious threats, and those are the scarier ones, as these individuals are purposely violating company policies and the patient's privacy to accomplish their agenda.
Wow, that is some of that is sort of scary. What are some of the causes of insider threats that, you know, are malicious in nature? What are the things people are doing?
Basically, they're caused by opportunity. So if the opportunity is there and the individual has an ability to get personal gain from that information, to steal it or sell it, we're seeing these things happen. Revenge is another big one. An employee is upset that they were terminated or doesn't like what's going on in the organization, and they will use that to get revenge on the organization. Political social statements are big. We kind of think of Snowden. Competition, starting up your own practice and taking that information also for gain. So there's a lot of ways that employees would want to use this information for malicious reasons, and it's scary. It's a crazy world.
Wow, that is very scary. I mean, our own surveys have shown that, you know, the biggest cause of breach tends to be insiders doing sort of dopey things, but the malicious stuff is, you know, really on the scary side. Are there certain individuals that people should be paying closer attention to who have a greater risk of being these insider threats in a malicious way?
There are. No, there are, and that's a great question. They're generally your privileged users, who typically are the most trusted and have the most opportunity to do harm. There's third parties, so employees that you have working remotely or subcontractors that are working remotely where you don't have that direct oversight all of the time, or less ability to oversee what they're doing, and terminated employees. So someone that is either leaving the organization or has left the organization, making sure that they don't take data with them when they leave. And as you mentioned, statistics are pretty scary in this area, and in this particular area, one of the studies that I'll go over during the presentation, 90% of IT employees indicated that if they lost their job, they'd take sensitive data with them.
Wow, that's a truly frightening number. So how do you fight back and control this?
Most importantly, you just want to be on the lookout, which is pretty much what we do in the compliance world. You never want to put your guard down. You want to trust your instincts. Other advice that I'll discuss in detail are implementing an insider threat program as part of your compliance and/or privacy program. Knowing and managing your employees, this is huge. So making sure we're running those background checks, which we're required to do anyhow, watching employee behavior, using the IT principle of least privilege, fewer privileged employees that you have, the easier it is to protect your patient's information, monitor and audit your employees, have solid termination procedures in place, making sure we cut off access when that employee is, in fact, no longer with the organization, providing training to all staff. Training is always huge. And also going over the consequences of noncompliance and/or violating the policies, and making sure, most importantly, making sure part of your organization's culture is security.
You know, you mentioned third-party risks. What are some of the things that compliance officers should be doing when looking at third parties in terms of their access to data?
There should be processes in place regarding third-party access in general, and that can be a request form being completed before that individual is in fact given access to ensure that A, there's a business associate agreement in place, and B, that that individual actually needs the access that we're giving them. And that is huge. In addition, there's other things that you can implement, such as providing best practices guides to that employee, asking them to sign the user confidentiality agreement, and then auditing these remote users.
And one other question I have that's sort of general data privacy question that I think really goes into this whole issue is we tend to these days default to putting everything either online or on the network. It's a big difference from the way things used to be before the world was so wired where, for example, certain data was only on, say, you know, Mary's computer on Mary's desk. And if Mary wasn't there, it was awkward that you couldn't get it, but it was safer because if Mary wasn't there, you couldn't get to it and she was the only one to access it. You know, is there times where now we should be thinking, do we really want to make this stuff available in a network basis? Is there some times where we should be considering, is there stuff that should just be available to one person at one time, or is that just not possible in this world?
I think given the direction that healthcare is heading, I don't think it's possible. And it does open a whole new level of privacy and security concerns. But transparency is huge right now. So having that information accessible is important, but there does need to be the security checks in place. And I think sometimes we're playing catch up because we're moving forward with the transparency piece and really not focusing as much on the privacy and security.
Well, that's all great advice. And I think what's really nice about it is it's all actionable. It's not theoretical. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us. And it's certainly a tantalizing look at what you'll be covering in your session. Once again, it'll take place April 16th at 1:30 at the 2018 Compliance Institute. I'm Adam Charltop from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association saying thanks for joining us, and I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.